Hey, what's good, people? It's your man Animal Brown checking in with your Freestyle Friday for February 21st. I'm getting straight to the point today, guys. We lost another rapper this week. Cut short before he could really take off. Pop Smoke, of course, was killed in L.A. during a home invasion. Man, we really don't know if it was a robbery, a hit. I'm hearing Armenian Mob might have been involved. Man, I don't know. So I'm not going to speculate. I'm sure we'll get more details in the coming days from the website everyone loves to hate, TMZ. But in an effort to not step on our upcoming episode's toes, I'm not going to dive too deep into my specific thoughts on the Pop Smoke incident yet, mainly because I'm still processing it. All right, but on a personal level, though, man, this is easily like the fourth rapper in 5 years I was really into or either becoming a fan of that's been killed. Man, if y'all been checking out these Freestyle Fridays, man, number one, thank you. But number two, you've probably heard my 2020 predictions. I believe that New York would run hip-hop this year and that Pop Smoke would lead that charge. With that being said, I've really grown to rock with his music lately, mostly off the strength of his joint Gatty with Travis Scott off that Jack Boys. That made me double back on some of his shit from last year. Then this Meet the Woo 2 project dropped and it's been in heavy rotation in the whip since it came out. I even went and checked out a couple of his interviews, man. The joint with Angie Martinez, that stood out. That was hella funny. Like, I was officially on board. Then this happened. You know what I mean? I wish I could say that this was the first time an artist that I was a fan of got killed. But as I stated earlier, bro, it's not even close. In 2016, Bankroll Fresh was next up. Hell, he might have already been here. Well, here in Atlanta, he was. The project that broke through was Life of a Hot Boy in 2014. That was a classic mixtape. Yes, I said it, classic. He was positioned to be the next star out of Atlanta. I was a fan from the jump. Well, low-key, before the jump. While out trying to be social, Lou and I saw Bankroll perform his single Hot Boy during the BET Hip Hop Awards weekend in 2014. It was a hole-in-the-wall spot to a crowd of about, man, 25, 30 people max. But he had the energy, charisma, authenticity, everything that you look for in an artist. His buzz was steadily growing, and then on March 4th, 2016, at the Street Exec Studio, 50 shell casings later, it was all over. In 2017, an oddly named 19-year-old SoundCloud rapper XXXTentacion dropped the top 10 album of the year. Well, according to me. His debut album, 17, made my year-end top 10 list in 2017. It was some of the most refreshing music I had heard from a rapper in years. 6 months into the following year, he was gunned down in an attempted robbery in his home state of Florida. And I don't need to remind people who we lost last year in 2019. If you've been listening to this podcast long enough, I also don't need to remind you of how big of a fan I was of Nipsey Hussle. He was easily my favorite rapper outside the booth, not to mention the classic mixtapes he had dropped in the past. I'd been following his career since 2009 when I heard Bullets Ain't Got No Names 3.5. Now with 2020 barely getting started, Pop Smoke is gone. Man, I sit back and wonder sometimes, if this happened when I was younger, how would I would have reacted? Like, I'm talking early teens, if I was 13, 14, 15. If four artists that I rocked with heavy got killed in such a short span. Like, I'm grown now, so I understand the world works a certain way. But I wonder, how would I have processed it back then? I don't really have an answer for that. I'm just kind of thinking out loud. But the fact still remains that the situations are completely fucked up. I remember when the XXX situation happened and my gal told me that the psychic she follows on IG predicted that these incidents would be more frequent, that more rappers would be dying at a higher rate. Now me, not believing in psychics, laughed and kept it moving. I don't know if that's the case right now or if there are just more people rapping, therefore the number of deaths would have to increase, but I know one thing, I'm tired of losing artists that I look up to. Man, that's been my Freestyle Friday. I leave you with the first tribute to Pop Smoke by his frequent collaborator, Lil TJ. It's called Forever Pop, man. We'll see y'all next time.
every day I walk with it. That's why I can't leave the crib without it. The day I ever get caught slipping, boy, I doubt it. But then you never know, nigga. You never know when it's your time to go, nigga. I know I ain't satisfied with this, I'm trying to go bigger. I ain't laying nothing in my way, I've been a go-getter. I can't even get this through my mind, how you go, nigga. I always told you I just wanna see you go, nigga. Rest my nigga pop smoke, know I'm letting shots go at any nigga. Fuck it, I inherited the ops, bro. You know I'm finna make it to the tippy-tippy top, bro, for you. I know that's what you wanna see me do. Can't believe shit. Can't believe this shit's true. Took you out your glory, who wanna see you lose? Woke up in the morning, see my nigga on the news. And I'm still like, damn, trying to put together screws. Taking deep breaths, recording this, I'm busting out in deep sweat. Mind froze, like I don't even got a reflex. Said a lot, but still, it feel like I ain't even speak yet. Trying to hit a pocket that I still ain't even reach yet. And I still can't comprehend this shit, it hit me in the heart. Guess when I seen it from the start. Put a 3-5 in my word to try to shift my mother apart. It's different now, I know I always gotta move smart. We can't change now, we gon' let your name ring. A lot of niggas, they won't feel it, still gang bang. I know how I feel, to lead them trenches did the same thing. Just tryna provide for mama, love and help her maintain. We can't change now, we gon' let your name ring. A lot of niggas,
I'm gonna give like a message to my young niggas, you feel me? Like niggas like us, from where we come from, we can't afford to fuck up. We can't afford to slip up, make no mistakes, you heard? Because they watching and they want us to. You know what I'm saying? We got all odds against us.